I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The 15th anniversary of 9/11 is not something you joke about, but it's also true that humor and satire play a role in how people deal with tragedy. The World's Carol Hills keeps an eye on global cartoons and satire for the show, and she's here with me in The World Studios. I remember David Letterman, his first show the week after the attacks, Carol. No stand-up, just several minutes talking to America right into the camera. It was pretty intense and poignant. Take us back to those days after the attacks. What happened to humor?
Well, I think some people thought that it was the end of humor, at least for a while. And you mentioned David Letterman. A lot of the other late-night talk show hosts did the same thing. Jon Stewart was probably the last late-night person to come back on with The Daily Show. And he started out by saying, all I can do is ask how everybody's doing, and I hope you're doing well, and I'm sort of sorry for this sort of somber thing, but that's kind of where we're at. We're supposed to be funny, but what do we do?
They said to get back to work, and there were no jobs available for a man in the fetal position under his desk crying.
Wow.
People laughed, and it was a way to laugh about just how awful everyone was feeling. SNL returned. Famously, Rudy Giuliani started the show flanked by New York City firemen who were still on duty at Ground Zero and talked about everybody coming together, or let's get back to business. Lorne Michaels, at one point in the show, stands next to Giuliani and says, can we be funny? And Giuliani says, why start now?
Right.
One thing that did not work at all was when comedian Gilbert Gottfried mentioned 9/11 in a joke. This was, I think, less than 3 weeks after 9/11. He was doing a roast for Hugh Hefner in New York. And at one point he said, I have to leave early tonight. I have to fly to L.A., but I couldn't get a direct flight. I have to make a stop at the Empire State Building. And everybody booed. And one guy yelled out, too soon, too soon.
Right.
That became kind of a mantra of too soon and when can you really talk about this?
What about attempts at humor that actually worked?
Well, the most memorable was The Onion. Their first edition back September 21st. It was perfect. It's still funny today.
Yeah, it is.
The big headline, it was a special 9/11 issue, and it was called Holy Bleeping Bleep, Attack on America. And it went from there. There were headlines like, hijackers surprised to find themselves in hell. And all these articles about how the hijackers are surprised to be tortured in such horrible ways, and why did this happen to them? A couple other headlines were, U.S. vows to defeat whoever it is we're at war with.
Right.
You know, they just went on and on. What's interesting about this is that The Onion is making fun of the attackers. And that really was a way for humor to return. And after that, Osama bin Laden became a cartoon figure and somebody to really make fun of. And so that's an important point to make about how humor resurfaced after 9/11.
How did satire fare in other parts of the world?
Well, I was talking to Carl Sharrow. He's a great satirist. He's Lebanese, lives in London, and he goes by the blog name Carl Remarks. And he said what he saw at the time and which continued were, particularly among Muslims around the world, it was jokes about how their treatment was only going to get worse because of who the attackers were. So it was a kind of, oh, no, if you think it was hard to get a visa to the U.S. now, just wait. So it was anticipating what might happen, which of course did. And that anti-Muslim bias ended up spawning a new generation of comedians and satirists in the U.S., which are Arab and Muslim Americans. And there's tons of them, from Maz Jobrani to Mo Amer to Rami Youssef, Dean Obadiah. There's a zillion of them, and there's comedy festivals. It's a whole genre. So that's an interesting twist.
Yeah, that is. You know, recently, the late George Carlin had a special come out that was due to be released around 9/11 in Carlin's idiosyncratic old angry guy way. The title of the show is I Kinda Like It When a Lot of People Die. He opted very wisely not to release it after 9/11, but it is out now. So what about today? It's clearly not too soon anymore, but is there still a limit?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because just in the news today was this ad by a mattress company in San Antonio with a Twin Tower anniversary special.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with a Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
And what they're whoa-ing about is that there's literally two towers of mattresses which collapse.
No way.
And at the very end, she says, we'll never forget. Even before the ad was launched, somebody saw it on Facebook. The owner of the mattress company has apologized. It's been pulled, but it doesn't matter because it's already online. Another instance is In 2014, Chris Rock was hosting Saturday Night Live. In his opening monologue, he did a thing about the newly completed Freedom Tower.
Now, they should change the name from the Freedom Tower to the Never Going In There Tower. Because I'm never going in there. Who's the corporate sponsor? Target?
So you can make fun of what's replaced the Twin Towers. You can make certain jokes about 9/11. You can't do other things. But humor in general, more available, people more sensitive.
Carol Hills, who follows satire and political cartoons around the globe, thank you very much for this.
Thanks, Marco.